Dear Heavenly Father, bless two friends in Korea. Heavenly Father, we want to give to your heart a new song that you can be released. You have been pouring your heart to the people, and you have been pouring your tears to all mankind. Heavenly Father, we want to be the soldiers that can free your love eternally beyond life. Heavenly Father, we are thankful that this king could come. Heavenly Father, talk to us through them. With me. It's a very love. Let's put on the truth, apparently.
I talk to him. I like to make this atmosphere more free and I have many things to talk, but I have to choose one. When you think of blessings, I think for many members it is very difficult to understand the value of blessings. And sometimes when you are matched by father, you may feel that your spouse or your husband, your wife is not really in the beginning. You may feel that your spouse does not fit you. Where? This can happen many times. And because of this, many brothers and sisters, they suffer very much until they adjust themselves to become very well-fitted couple. Sometimes it takes time. And in this case, I don't know whether you have such a couple in your country, but if there's any couple like this, then you have to think this way. Before you were blessed, before you were matched and blessed, just you were like a single person. But after you get blessed, your situation becomes completely different. This means that when you have a balance, so if you buy some commodity, some goods, then you weigh the weight. So you use balance. Huh? And by the weight, you can pay how much. Yeah. Money you receive worth. But before you got blessed, you're just single, you're alone. But after you got blessed, then Heavenly Father and the two parents are on you. See? So before the blessing, you were alone. But after the blessing, you plus two parents plus God. See? Your value comes entirely different. So when, if you are here, here's finance. And then you just weigh this much, and here's you, here's balance here, and your weight is here, just the same weight as this. This was before your blessing. But after you get blessing, then here you and two parents and also God comes in, then this then it becomes very down like this. You understand? Therefore, when you look at your spouse, you should not look at your spouse just as a single person. Behind your spouse, there is a Buddha and also. So therefore, the value of your spouse cannot be measured by ordinary or worldly thing. So if you compare your spouse with an outside man or woman, maybe your spouse may look inferior to other outside people. But that is because you do not remember that children are besides you, not that help. Therefore, you cannot change this. You cannot change anything for the value of God or for the value of two parents. Nothing. Nothing can replace God or two times. You understand? Therefore, the blessed spouse has more value than anything.
Yes.
So you have to see this. And if you really understand this, then there's nothing you cannot overcome. Usually they don't see, just when they think their spouse are just, they see as the single person. Because of this, they come to have troubles. But if they really understand that behind him or her, that the current and God, staying with him or her, then they can really understand the fact. And because we also believe in God, and also we believe that the spirit world exists and God exists, but because our spiritual eyes are not open in that case, so you don't see the spirit world or God directly. Therefore, your understanding, many cases, just like by head, not with your whole body. Actually, we have to feel that spirit world, the existence of spirit world with your whole body, not just by mental knowledge. So you have to feel that existence of God and also spirit world. So when we go to spirit world, when you can understand the value of our blessing right away. And you had holy wine, you had holy wine ceremony, and the holy wine was made by one old lady whose name was Mrs. Chi. Did you see the picture when father took right after he came down to South Korea? There was a father and two old ladies and one big king. That's a proposition. Huh?
Mm.
So one of the two ladies, she is Mrs. Chi, and she directly communicated with God for many years. And actually, when she came to our church, she was led by God to meet our Father. So she was living in Pyongyang, and she prayed very hard for many years. And she knew beforehand, after several years later, she will meet Father. Or her Father taught her. I think it was about 3 years beforehand. So on what days? He gave the day and month and the year. On that day, you will meet the Lord Chaitanya. Of course, she was a very devout Christian. And on that day, she left her house, and her legs. So she didn't know where she was going, but anyway, her legs. So she, as legs led her, she came. You know? But she didn't know where she was going, but anyway, so she was walking. She was led by spirit. And she came to a small house, and in front of that small house, her legs stopped. She knocked and came into the house. There, she met Father. So everything. So when she prays, she really prays from her heart, from deep heart. So she says, no? When we say we pray sincerely to God, she says, almost she, her breath is just dying away. Very, very long, no? With all her breath. She prayed like this. So, really, she puts everything into her prayer. Because of this, she received all kinds of revelations. Therefore, whenever we had important things in Korea, in the restoration history, there were many things Father had to indemnify and restore. So, like the Noah's family, also the Ham family, in Noah's family. Therefore, we had to restore Ham. So, Father had to make condition to restore Ham, and the conditions he lost. All those things, and also Moses' time, Moses
broke one of the two tabernacles, two tablets. So what we have to restore? We have to make all kinds of things. So which we do not know. But anyway, in all days, before 1960, Father made all those conditions. And she received all the revelation. How to do this, how to make all kinds of way robes. Father must wear. That also become different. By the progress of God's providence, Father's robes will become different. Everything. So, and what kind of things we have to prepare. Everything was told by exactly from God to Mrs. Chi, and she prepared everything. Of course, for the members of her. And when she made this holy wine, also she was told from God that how to make the holy wine. And the holy wine was made in a jar. For we have big jars, porcelain jars. And there she put everything, and also symbolically through stone. And Christ is stone, the stone, and the bread. She had to put it for some time because it was the what do you call it? To ferment it? It took time. Huh? So, and she had to put it in the jar, and also she put skirt around the jar, and many things she did, and then Master had to wait until it was ready to drink, and also Father had to bless it, like this prayer, Father and Mother had to bless it, and pray for that. And that time, many spirits came to her in a dream, or sometime when she was awake. Many spirits came, of course not just the lower spirits, very high spirits came. High spirit men came and asked her to give several drops of holy wine for them. They asked her to put several drops of holy wine for them. If they are spirit world, but just the angel, they asked her to pray for them. If they receive this holy wine, their spirits become entirely different. Of course, she does not have the authority to give it. It must be given by Father, not the she. But anyway, all the spirit men came and asked her to get the holy wine. You know, by drinking holy wine, we get rid of original sin. That's the condition. See? But they wanted to have that. So much so, they asked, they did all kinds of things. If you give this, then I'll make, I'll do this for you, this is for you. Many, 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 they wanted to do for her many things, and for that they wanted to have this for the wife. They were really desperate. Of course, she couldn't give it to them. So, this soul, a very soul, incredibly high. We do not understand that. Therefore, if all the ladies, or in many cases, all the ladies are over 70 years old, they get a single blessing. If they pass away, just speak to her. Many, yeah, many men come to her and they want to be blessed with her. Next year. So the value will become entirely different. So if we really understand this value of blessing, then you cannot say that, I don't want to be blessed with somebody. You cannot say that. So because Father knows this, therefore, sometimes you may complain, but just Father does not care too much about it. Because he knows the value of blessing. So Christian, so valuable, so important. Therefore, for us it is very important to understand the spiritual world and also spiritual laws. I heard from John that we have many spiritual, many people who belong to spiritual groups in your country, but in most cases they are very low, but not high level. To communicate with a high level spirit, then you have to go through the heavy barrier which was put by Satan, because Satan is blocking the way to communicate with God. So to come to the God, there are many stages and many barriers. So if you don't break through this, you can't communicate directly with God. So it is very difficult to communicate with God. Many people say, I'm talking with God, or I'm receiving revelation from God, but that is not true. Because many angels or many spirit men, sometimes they work for God, therefore even they speak, but they say, I'm speaking for God. So they say, yes, I'm God. Make it stay like that. But actually they are not God himself.
So they do answer.
Yeah, answer. Yeah, not God, no? So there are not very few people who can communicate directly with God. Very few. So and for them to come to that state, that stage, they have to go through all kinds of sufferings. So they have to first become insane, no? They become insane. Like crazy person, crazy, and they have to go through that stage. So that for that also there should be someone who can lead them to come out of that state. Then also they find prayer and first by suffering, and they gradually go higher and higher, and finally they can get to God. So not many people who can communicate directly with God. So even you cannot communicate with God, but if you listen to those people, and if, of course you have to have a power to distinguish which is right, which is wrong. So if you don't have a right understanding of divine principles, then sometimes you will be misled by the spiritualist. Sometimes they say wrong things. Because also, there are many fallen angels, and also there is Satan. So they want to mislead. So they want to make their position right, or they want to make people living on earth. They want to use them as their instrument to make inanimate conditions for them. So if you do not really understand the divine principle, then just you will be guided in the wrong direction. So you suffer much, but afterwards you have nothing left. So you'll be just used up by them. So because of this, of course, to communicate with spirit world is good, but in other way, it is very difficult. If you are not spiritually high, or you are not well equipped, well armed with the divine principles, then it is very difficult to have good communication with spirit world. So because of this, you need good guidance for spiritual communication. And many cases, when you have international marriage, blessed couples have troubles than the other couples. That is because, for example, between Korea and Japan, in the past there were many things, many fighting, many things happened in the past. Therefore, if the couples were blessed together, then they have to make the condition for them, for the ancestors, because many ancestors do not like their descendants to be married with Japanese descendants. Because they were already enemies in the past, you know? They fought against each other. Therefore, they don't want their descendants to be blessed with them. They are enemies, descendants. This case, because of this, they have to pay much condition, much indemnity condition. So, you have to make your ancestors understand this, and also you have to solve their resentments against your spouse nation. So until you do that, you have to suffer very much. And therefore, many couples who were blessed in the beginning, early days, they suffer very much. Still, some couples are suffering.
from this. And also I, if you are, maybe in Europe, maybe the same, you know, also you have many questions on your definition. So if for the descendants, and she fought each other, in that case, you know, they also have much troubles. So, until you believe your, liberate your ancestors, you know, from their resentments, then you have trouble. Because of this, we in Korea, we have also many spiritually attuned people, spiritualists in our member. So they pray for them. And really, if they receive prayer, prayer condition, and if they make Indian condition for their ancestor, then you know, it really works a miracle. From that time on, you know, this considering complete changes. They can feel. And also from outside, you can see the results. So many times, you know, even because even you try to be very nice and you want to be nice with your spouse very hard, but it does not work. That is because of the influences of spiritual. Therefore, if you make the condition for them, then everything goes very well. Everything changes. So from this, how important it is to solve all the resentments of your ancestors. It's really important. And when I see, because many couples come to see us to solve their problems, and I see many cases like this. Therefore, I don't know, but anyway, I feel strongly that we need somebody who can see spirit world and also who can make even conditions for those couples. I don't know for those couples, but also for many members also. Such conditions are needed.
Do you mean this in Europe, that you can see this in Europe?
Yeah, but there's no member who can do this.
Oh, yeah.
In Europe. Unfortunately. So, in future, this is a future thing, and we have to invite somebody. Probably in Korea, to solve these problems.
But you can see clearly living in Europe because of all conflicts.
Yeah, not only in Europe, but many other countries also. Now, so, this time, most important thing is to bring unity among European nations. Because when God sees this world is actually one world. God's original intention to create this world was to make one world, not divided world, like we have today. Therefore, we have to unite all the different nations as one family. So this is the desire of God, and also our two parents came to establish this world, one world, not divided world. Therefore, to bring one world under God, then we have to bring unity among European nations first. If we cannot bring unity among European nations, then God's idea cannot be realized on this earth. That's true. So of course we have to unite the East and West together into one, but before we have that, we have to unite the European nations first. So, before we came, just you worked as individual nation. But Father, desire is to make unity in Europe, therefore, also, now we are working to bring that this Europe. So, and to have unity, then we have to have common factors. If we don't have common things, common factors, then we cannot build unity. But now, European nations, they have almost every nation has a Christianity, and this is also a strong factor. at least we can bring unity to Europe. But also for further unity of the world, this present alone is not enough, because in the Orient also they have a different tradition, and also we have different tradition here. Therefore, we have to have a tradition which comes from God. So if we have a tradition from God, then centering on this we can unite all the different nations into one. Therefore, our true parents' mission is to give us the tradition of God. So actually they came with the tradition of God, true tradition of God. And the Jewish, you know Jewish people, how they emphasize tradition? Because they believe they were chosen people. Therefore they want to keep their tradition. So if once they lose this tradition, they are no more chosen people. So for us the same. We have to have God's tradition. So when we have this tradition, then we can be called, we are the people of God. And we have to make this tradition convey to all people. Not only between our own us, but we have to give this tradition to all other people also. Therefore, when all the people of this world come to have this God tradition, then we can have one world. Therefore, most important thing is to know the true tradition of God, and also we have to live to that. So we have to make God's tradition our tradition. In our daily life, we have to practice. So this is most important thing we have to do in our lifetime. So now, blessed couples. We have many blessed couples. Blessed couples are the couples which must practice God's tradition in their life. And to do this, then we have to know what are the true tradition of God. If you don't know this, then you cannot practice that. But until this time, in the foreign world, you think, were there any people who knew God's tradition? There was nobody. There was no one who knew God's tradition. Because after the fall of first man and woman, they were completely cut off from God. Therefore they had no connection with God. Because of this, they lost God's tradition. If they had not fallen, if they could communicate with God, and if they could lived with God, then they could learn from God the way of life, the lifestyle of God. Then from them, their descendants also could learn the way of life, God's way of life. Then we should have had God's tradition on this earth. But because of the fall, because first man and woman were not cut off from God, therefore we lost God's tradition. And now what we have now is fallen tradition of life. It is the tradition of life from fallen archangel. So that's not what God desires to have. Therefore, we have to learn this from somebody, new thing. So God's tradition is the new one to us. This is different from what we had before. So, and the God's tradition comes by having the right relationship between God and man. So God is Father, and man as Son and Daughter. So this relationship is the foundation for tradition of God. So God is their parent, and both man and woman, they are the son and daughter of God. So this God and son and daughter, their children, they must become one, united. So they inherit God's heart and God's wisdom, and also they learn truth from God, God's truth. By knowing God's heart, God's
having God's wisdom and God's truth, they can really become united with God. If they don't unite this, they cannot become united with God. Yeah? However, they try hard to unite with God, but if they don't understand God's heart, they cannot be united. So, the important thing is to know God's heart. Then we have to have wisdom of God. Then also we have to know the truth of God. When we have this, these three, then we can be united with God. Then how can we know, how can we learn God's heart? This God's heart can be learned only by living together with God. If you don't live together with God, you cannot learn this. So God is living the other world and you live this world. Separated, you can never learn God's heart. So, who has a new baby? No, Mr. Emazaki, yeah? He has now a new baby. He's the first baby in Sweden. And, you know, how, if you watch babies, how they learn things, if you watch a baby's closing, then you know how they learn. You think babies are not too sensitive, but they are very sensitive. More sensitive than grown-up men. Yeah. And just if you look at their eyes, they are very curious, and also they want to know everything. So by through their eyes, and also through their ears, and through their mouth, through their feelings, they learn many things. So actually what they learn, they learn actually from their parents and also from the people around the baby, they learn. So how could you learn your Swedish language? You can speak Swedish language very well. did you learn grammar before? How could you learn Swedish language? Yeah, by listening just to your parents. You didn't have to learn grammar or anything. So by listening to them, they learn, so you learn your language. And also, you know how they learn how to eat, you know, they're using spoons or forks, knives. They watch the grown-up people using spoon or fork, knife. So, from the people around them, they learn. Or drinking, or all the things. Their behavior. They learn from the people around them. Just every day, every day, every minute is the time for them to learn. That's the learning time. So if, same thing. So if man, first man and woman, lived with God, they could learn everything from God. Actually, when first man and woman did not fall, they lived with God. So Bible says that they had conversation with God. So whenever they had something, they didn't know, they asked God, and God gave them answer. Actually, they created the existence of God, not like we, not like we fallen men. They knew God was there. They felt the existence of God and they lived together with God. So if they continue this until they grew up to perfection, then they could learn everything from God. This way they could learn God's heart. So, if you have very nice father and mother, and they love you very much, and just you have only contact with your father and loving person, your father and mother, and then just you have good care from them, then you also learn how to love other people. Because you receive love from your parents. Therefore, also you have to try very hard
to learn how to love other people. Because you receive many love, therefore also you love them, and also you love, automatically you love to, you come to love other people. So if you are surrounded by those people who love you very much and who don't do bad things against you, and also among them they don't do anything bad, then what do you learn? Just only love. You cannot learn anything bad. So by this you can become a man of love. But in the foreign world, it is very difficult to learn how to love other people, how to serve other people. Because we learned many things, not loving other people. We learned many contrary things to that. Therefore, to become a man of God's love is very hard. So I tell this using examples. So I say this, I often say very much. But if you were a Swedish, born a Swedish man, then for you to learn Korean language, if you are born in Korea under Korean parents, then no trouble to learn Korean language. But once you learn Swedish language as your mother language, then you grow up, maybe you became 20 years old. And at this time, if you want to learn Korean language, will it be easy or very difficult? Very difficult. Mm. Same thing. So if we learned, just a foreign way of living, and we are already accustomed to it. And then, after we became 20 years old or more, then you want to learn the way of God's life. So because of this, Bible says that we have to deny all the things we have in that past. So we have to deny everything what we had in that past. Otherwise we cannot learn new things. So to deny ourselves, that is to have new ourselves. New self. So I would say that without denying yourself, you cannot go to the kingdom of heaven. You said that means you cannot learn new things, new way of life from God. So therefore, our life of faith starts from denying or testing or bad things. So to deny means not mean that to deny good things. It does not mean that all the best things or bad tradition to deny. And to learn new way of life, God's tradition of life. And I think also, if you had any problems in your parents, maybe your parents are divorced, and also you had a stepmother, stepfather, also they are divorced again, and also you are brought up in such circumstances, then it's very difficult to love other people, to trust other people, because you did not receive love, true love. Therefore, this parents, most important thing, the most important. They play most important parts in our life, because what they live, that those things become the examples of for their children. They learn what they do, what they need. Therefore, if they show bad examples, then their children also become bad. If they live good life, their children can have good life. And when I heard from, yesterday when I came to airport, Oslo airport, the Ingrid, the wife of Norwegian leader, she said that now many scientists are making research on the behavior of parents and the relationship to their behaviors and their children's behavior. She said that now they found this. If the child had a very bad experience with his father, then also their life of faith with God becomes very different. If he cannot trust his own father, and then also for that child, it's very difficult to trust God. And if they had troubles with his own father, and also they come to have troubles with God, even they have faith. So this shows that actually our father and mother are the representative of God. If they had not fallen, unfallen, perfect man and woman, they are in the position of God. So relationship between father and son, to like relationship between God and man. So what you have in your life or with your own parents, that affects very much your relationship with God. So if you have good relationship with your parents, also you can have good relationship with God. That is proved by the study of scientists. So from this we can understand, really, father and mother, they have to be living now. So we say, succession of God. So we have two traditions. First we have to inherit heart. This is most important. So heart is base for love. If you have this heart, then you can love. So heart is base, and on the heart you can love that comes out. So if you have a heart, then you can have God's love. Therefore, to inherit God's heart is the most important thing. And then to understand God's heart, then you have to put yourself in the same situation as God is put. So if you don't put yourself in the same situation as God is, then you cannot understand God's heart. Especially it is difficult for fallen people to feel God's heart. Therefore, we have a saying in Korea, we have a proverb that the widow's situation is understood by a widow. So you have to put same situation. When you are to understand the poor people's heart or poor people's situation, then also you have to become, you have to put yourself in the poor position. Otherwise we cannot understand the heart or the situation of poor people. So however you explain to somebody that hunger is like this,